Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's Clips of the Week time. Just watching Andy trying to wrestle with technology. It's a beautiful thing. Plugging his phone charger in.
Yeah, it's an old charger.
Like a chimpanzee, basically.
Hopeless.
Time now for Clips of the Week. Thanks to Tool Station. And I'll kick us off, Andy. We kick off with Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbonlahor on Breakfast chatting about the classic gangster movie Goodfellas.
Goodfellas was brilliant. I'm trying to think, the guy you taught me who wound up, he was the young kid, the runner. Yeah, he's a great actor himself.
I think he died recently.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, he died recently. Mm. Yeah.
Ray Liotta.
Outstanding actor.
Yeah. Good old Ray Liotta.
Or Ray Liotta, as his name was,
that's what
actually.
The great Ray Liotta is by
brilliant.
Nabokov.
Yeah, brilliant, isn't it? Yeah. This is Andy Goldstein now, being set a Halloween quiz on Drive.
Who wrote the novel Frankenstein in 1818?
I'm at a multiple choice on that. I know his name. As soon as you say it, I'll get it.
Is it A, Mary Shelley?
Yes.
That's the fella, Mary Shelley. Lovely bloke he is, Mary. Here's weekday overnight king Paul Ross with his tribute to the sports bar.
Straight afterwards on the sports bar, which might be slightly delayed, but it'll be worth hanging around for whether or not Jason Kenny has to go with, has anybody seen Eddie Howe? Or has anybody seen Erik Svenhaag?
Good old Erik Svenhaag.
Ten Gore and Eriksson.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Paul, the Chelsea fan who was on the Fools panel, just called him Hog. He dropped the ten.
I know.
Is it for you or me? It is you, yeah.
And for those people who think the officials are too front and centre in football these days, this is Jim Proudfoot at Bournemouth v Liverpool.
Keeper Moore comes on and they're seemingly going to play two up top. So Anki just asking for a little bit of clarification from the assistant referee as to exactly what the tactics are going to be.
These assistant referees.
They're not allowed to get involved like that.
He had one of those boards and was showing it to him just before he came on. Staying at the Vitality. Staying at the Vitality on Wednesday. This is Jim's co-commentator, Stuart Pearce.
Liverpool lining up with Salah down the middle. We thought he might play on his accustomed right-hand side, but it's Slavislaw. I think that's the pronunciation, isn't it?
Yeah, no, not sure, Stu. Not sure. Not Slavislaw. That's something you have on the side, isn't it? It's always nice.
Very nice.
A large or a small Slavislaw.
This is Danny Kelly welcoming former Manchester City keeper Alex Williams to the show.
Still much revered by all people of my age who support Manchester City. I'm delighted to welcome to the show Alex Williams. Hi, Alex.
Morning, Alex.
Oh, Alex has frozen there.
Oh, blimey, that's not good, is it? Let it go, Danny. Of course not. Danny persevered with the trouble connection and was ultimately rewarded, wasn't he? Mm.
Connor, our producer, tells me that Alex is there. Connor, if you could turn your Zoom off, that would really help me. Alex, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can, yep.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Alex. Yes, indeed, loud and clear. And, of course, we were just saying that you spent much of the 1980s making yourself very, very famous with the Manchester City fans, and here we are on the cusp of another derby. Well, as Sean was just saying there...
Hello!
That went quite well, didn't it?
You're Moz.
I think we're going to speak to Alex next week. We'll try and get him on a better line. So, what's next, Andy?
It's newsreader Eleanor Shearwood with a boxing story.
Rubiales has been given a 3-year ban from all football for that kiss at the Women's World Cup. And Frank Warren?
That's old Frank Warren. Staying with boxing. This was shock news from Natalie Sawyer on Weekend Breakfast.
Here are some of the headlines you're waking up to. Tyson Fury defeated Francis Ngannou by a split decision. That's despite being knocked out in the third round.
It was dodgier than I thought, that decision, to be honest. That's
still
terrible.
Still won it.
Yeah.
And this is Shabana Hearn and Alan Brazil discussing their culinary loves.
What are you like, though, when you get in front of the fire? What's your what's your food to go to?
Pinot Noir. In front of a roaring log fire.
In terms, but comfort food.
Food? What's food? Alan doesn't eat a lot of food. Gets in the way. To be fair, Shaban does really love her food. And he's clearly easily distracted by it.
Do you have a dishwasher?
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, you don't think, oh no, if I use that spoon, I've got to wash it up.
Yeah, no, because you've got to rinse it before you... Oh, there's spotted egg on the screen.
So easily distracted. Anyway, let's look ahead to tonight's game. Also, there's roly-poly pudding and custard on the telly. Yes.
Stuart Pearce is back, and no one could ever accuse him of not taking his punditry work seriously.
I think one or two of them packed it in, to be fair, and stopped running, which you can't do in any game. I've got to say as well, I've been sat here, and I've probably been sat here for about the last 6 months looking at Bernardo Silva.
Well, that is dedication, isn't it?
It is.
Stuart earns his
every
money
movement.
At this place. 6 months. He knows everything about him. It's me, isn't it? Yeah. This is a Manchester United fan on TalkSport, and we're calling this one, blimey, Blue made more money than we thought.
He's been employed to manage a football team. You've got to think about all the politics and everything that's come with it. And we talk about the players and, again, let me ask this question. If Anthony costs us 35, 40 million quid...
Well, if he is, I'm going to try and get a sub out of him next time I see him.
I think he said Anthony Costas. Anyway, it was great... get in the way. It was great to have former Charlton manager Dean Holden working with us on TalkSport this week, although it sounds like Dean wasn't quite so keen.
The overriding feeling I've got right now sat here with next to Alex Crook is one of... disappointment.
No need for that, Dean.
It's a bit harsh.
A bit harsh. He often listens. He may well be listening this, so you might like that one. And finally, you're probably already aware that Ray Parlour has trouble pronouncing the word fight.
He knows exactly the fighting position for places. He stayed at the club. He's in a fight all the way. Don't really need him now. But you are fighting on a lot of fronts.
You can go back to the late 80s when, you know, there's a big fart on the pitch at Old Trafford. He went a little bit over the top on the pitch. You don't want your players to have a fart on the pitch. You don't let him go in during the January window, Al, when they're fighting the Champions League.
He does struggle with the word fight, didn't he, really?
Yeah. Well, it seems boxer Billy Joe Saunders is a big fan of Ray's work.
Frank believes that. And, you know, Tyson said he was 100%.
You're a fighter, you know different.
Yeah, and if he believes that, but there's a difference. A fighter needs to be switched on.
Don't you start, Billy Joe, for goodness sake. Can't have two of you doing it. It'd be taken off air. So there we are. There's your clips of the week. I hope you enjoyed those. We should thank everybody that sent clips in. They were Johnny Hot, Mateen Hussein, Alan Jenkins, Johnny Bids, the Duke of Knutsford, Mark Coates, Old Clumsy, Gunnar Craig, Roger in Durham, Stefan Pogozelic, Neil Anther, Chris Woodfor, and Lee Jensen. They all had clips played this week.
Well done.
So, if you do hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us. TalkSport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089 or tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ on Twitter. You can, get in touch and just tell us a day and a time when you heard the clip go out on TalkSport, TalkSport 2, wherever, and we'll have a listen back, and if it's played like those guys, you will get a mention on air.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.